The Biblical Myth of the Queen of Sheba's Meeting with King Solomon. Her origin in the Bible, the Queen of Sheba is a character featured in the myths and stories of many cultures and religious groups. Her exact motherland hasn't been agreed upon, but she is most commonly known as a queen from the Red Sea region, and her role has circulated through literature, film, television, and music. Most stories are based upon her meeting with the great biblical king of Israel, Solomon, and contain countless variations of what happened during her visit. Once upon a time, in King Solomon's court, a banquet was being held. Every man, beast, spirit, and demon in the land would come to Solomon's banquets. They were all so glad to be there and possibly catch a glimpse of the king's great wisdom. But the king himself was worried that anyone would miss the feast, so he ordered a handsome young guard to read the names on the invitation list out loud so that they could make sure that everybody was present. Firstly, the names of kings were called. King of Ashur, I am here. King of Babel, at your service. King of Geshur, present, my king. After that, so the spirits and demons would not be angered, their names were called. Ashmedai, of course. Bezalel, that's me. Xalrua, that's my name. And so on, until it was time for the names of animals to be called out. Alligator, I'm here. Buzzard, me too. Camel, me too. Sorry about the mumble. On and on it went, until it was the name of the wild chicken. Wild chicken. Wild chicken. Where in God's name is that wild chicken, and how dare he not come to my banquet? Hurt and upset, King Solomon ordered his guards to find the wild chicken and bring him back without a feather missing. So the guards found him and brought him back to the king with all his feathers intact. The king gazed into the wild chicken's eyes with might and said, "Whomever does not come to my feast better have a good reason." "I have a good reason, a really good reason even," claimed the wild chicken. "And what is it?" ordered the king to know. "I did not come to your banquet because I was wandering to Bel to make sure no king or queen did not answer their invitation and stayed in their palace." Solomon said, "As you can see, no man is missing." "No man is missing, that is true, but there is one woman who is not here. Maybe you don't know, my king, but in the faraway country of Sheba, in a town named Ketor, a wise woman rules. And she is not willing to come to your feast and neither to bow down to you, my king." "The country of Sheba?" Solomon wondered. "Strange. Never have I heard that name. So, okay, it's probably some tiny desert state." "Oh no, my king," said the wild chicken. "It's actually a huge and wealthy kingdom. It has wide and beautiful trees weighed down by fruit, huge trees growing in water from heavenly sources, nothing less. And their earth, you wouldn't believe it, my king, sparkles with gold and precious stones." "Don't lie to me," said King Solomon, for he didn't know what to say, he, the wisest of all men. "If you would like, my king," started the wild chicken, "I am ready to fly to Sheba and bring the queen a letter from your majesty." "Yes, perfect. Let's do that." After many letters back and forth, the queen agreed to visit Solomon's palace because she feared insulting the king. In addition to that, she wanted to test his wisdom for herself. But the king had also heard something about her that he had to see for himself. For weeks before the queen's arrival, Solomon's servants polished his glass palace floors until they perfectly resembled the surface of water. When she arrived in her long gown, the Queen of Sheba lifted the hem so it wouldn't get wet and showed the king that the rumors he had heard were true. The queen had legs as hairy as a man's. But the Queen of Sheba also had her little tests prepared for Solomon. The first was a riddle. Its source beneath the ground, its color black, a liquid like water. Light it on fire, and there will be light. What is it? Solomon thought a little and gave his answer. Oil. Very nice, said the Queen of Sheba, and then posed her second riddle. With his seeds, the birds are happy. Like a cloth for the eyes, he is full of holes, and rich men glorify themselves with it. Solomon pondered for a second and then said, linen. Now, said the queen, with your permission, I will pass to a question of a different kind. Please order your men to bring forth the 6,000 girls and boys whom I brought for you as servants. Solomon ordered it, and the servants were brought forth. The Queen of Sheba smiled and said, as you can see, all of them look exactly alike, with their perfect figures, handsome faces, and long dresses. It is up to you to separate them into two groups based on gender. Good luck, my king. The king seemed baffled, but after a couple minutes of deep thought, he called upon one of his men to bring the servants all the fruit, nuts, and tasty snacks in the kitchens, and let them take all they were able to. The male servants lifted their dresses and filled the front with as much as each dress could hold. But the girls, afraid to show their hairy legs and be shamed like their queen, only grabbed what they could fit in their hands. And so King Solomon had prevailed.